This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. When something does get imported into this economy, as Justin was talking about, there is a way better than even chance that it's going to spend some time in a truck or on a freight train getting where it needs to go. If it's on a truck, the shipper and the recipient can track it pretty closely. Think you tracking your next Amazon delivery, right? If it's on a train, not so fast, but the freight industry is on its way to changing that. As of this month, three of the big six American freight railroads have signed on to a joint venture that would enable GPS tracking of rail cars. The idea being that if it's easier for companies to track their rail shipments, maybe railroads can take a little bit of that trucking business, huh? Marketplace's Henry Epp has that one.
Freight rail companies are really profitable, says Jason Miller, who heads the Department of Supply Chain Management at Michigan State University. But he says one of their main sources of business is hauling coal, and we're just not using as much of that as we used to.
With coal as a waning industry, the railroads have to find growth opportunities elsewhere.
And those growth opportunities are in hauling things that often end up on trucks, furniture, food and beverages. So to compete with trucking, Miller says,
they have to have better visibility.
That's industry jargon for what this effort, called Rail Pulse, is all about, letting customers track where their stuff is.
I find it amazing myself that it has taken this long.
Lisa Elram at Miami University in Ohio says if rail companies can figure this out, they could do well for themselves, because shipping by rail uses a lot less fuel than trucking.
Companies are very interested not only in saving money, but reducing the environmental impact of their transportation.
So far, RailPulse has done a pilot of its GPS system on 3,600 rail cars, says the company's general manager, David Shannon.
So the ultimate goal is about 1.6 million rail cars that traverse the North American rail network. So we've got a long, long way to go.
And that long route involves convincing the other big freight companies, lots of smaller railroads, and others to get on board. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.